What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yanselson here in Amarillo, Texas, with Missions outfielder Kai Murphy. Kai, first home run of the year yesterday. How'd that swing feel?
It felt great just to add on, you know, going into the inning, down two, and we're able to scratch two across and then add to the lead and just kind of give us a chance to win the game and just, you know, keep fighting back.
Were you looking for anything in particular in that moment or just a good swing on a good pitch?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's two strikes. You're really just trying to move it forward, and especially my game, just not, you know, you're never not trying to strike out, but that's part of my game. It's just putting the ball in play, making something happen. But at the same time, I had seen all of his pitches by then, and I kind of was getting around it, getting on top, so I was just telling myself, stay behind it, stay inside it, and rest, you know, let it happen.
So even though that's your first home run of the year, you've been helping the team win in so many different ways. Earlier in the week, big two-out walk, sparks a rally. So what is your approach when you get to the ballpark you know you're going to play in terms of trying to help the team win no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I think when you talk to a lot of baseball people, like Schilte, for example, they just say winning players find solutions and find a way to help the team every day. So that's who I want to be, is a winning player, whether it's hitting the ball out of the yard or drawing walks or getting on base, or we talk about every at-bat being a situation, whether, you know, nobody's on base or it's bases loaded, it's all a situation. You have to do a job for your team, and whatever the game and the scoreboard's asking you to do, you have to kind of try to execute that. So for me, it's freeing to know that sometimes you can do it on offense, sometimes, you know, I can do it on defense or, you know, at-bats, base running, whatever it is, but just trying to help the team win and get us closer to that first half title.
So you made it to AA at the very end of last year, but this is your first full season so far with the Missions at this level. What do you feel like you've learned the most at this level, AA?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was awesome just getting my toes wet the last couple games last year, and that really helped me for sure, and just going into my off season and into this season. But every year is different, and you know, playing here every day now and seeing, you know, the level of talent that there is and the talent that we have on our team, it's just really cool to play with guys that are really good at the game, really care about the game and study the game, and it's everybody's life, you know. So that's been a lot of fun, and you just got to be able to, like I said, find a way to help the team win every night. It might not, some nights it'll be four hits, some nights it might be zero hits, but you draw a walk or you make a play on defense or, you know, draw a bad throw, whatever it is. So just finding a way to help the team is definitely big.
So you just mentioned the team aspect of it. It seems like there's such great energy among this group of guys, especially lately with some of these big wins late in the game. Where does that good energy come from?
I think it starts off the field, like back at home in the hotel. Like, we're all just really good friends. It starts just hanging out with your teammates, hanging out in the locker room. Some of the things that we do as a team together that I think not all other teams do. You know, we're really close-knit. We like hanging out with each other and listening to music and hanging out after the game in the locker room. And I think that's important. That's kind of how I grew up seeing the game, is teams that like hang out together in the locker room and want to be with each other. Unfortunately, I think some places that gets lost, but at least for us, we are trying to do our best to just stay close together. And it shows up on the field, and then of course when you're playing to win every night and playing to try to make the playoffs and stuff like that, everyone's just pulling in the same direction, wanting to win and just root for the guy next to you, because, you know, you might not get it done in the situation, but your teammates got your back, you know, so we just trust each other.
Yesterday, another tight win, 10-9. Missions are now 15-5 in one run games.
Nice.
Where do you think that success comes from when the situation can be so tight?
I think, you know, it comes from just trusting yourself and trusting your teammates. I think we've all failed in those tough situations before in some part of our life, and that's where the confidence and the trust comes from, is, you know, like, you know, you fail enough times, you find a solution and you say, hey, what do I have to be afraid of in a big situation? Or, you know, I'm doing it for the team. I just want to help the team win. And I think everyone here cares about the team winning, and that just takes kind of the weight off your own shoulders and allows us to play well in those tight games and compete, because you're not doing it for your own status or stats or anything. It's just like doing it for the guy next to you so we can go have a great time in the locker room after the game. So that kind of frees you up on the field.
Two more games here in Amarillo, then a big series back at the Wolf against Frisco to finish up the first half, right in the middle of the playoff hunt. What do you want Missions fans to know in this home stretch?
I mean, it's been great crowds and a lot of awesome support all season, but yeah, we're definitely playing for something these next eight games or so. We all really care about winning and care about getting playoff baseball in San Antonio, so we'd love for you guys to come out and hopefully see us, you know, clinch a postseason spot.
Awesome. Well, once again, Kai Murphy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Stu, back to you. Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for waiting.